According to the World Health Organization, one-third of youth experimentation with tobacco occurs as a result of exposure to tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship. Dr. Armando Peruga is the WHO's Program Manager of Prevention of Non-Communicable Diseases.
Almost 80% of kids 13 to 15 years of age all over the world have reported some form of exposure to tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship. That's a big number, but compare it to adults, which is 31%, clearly indicates that the effort is made towards young people because that's where most non-smokers are and they try to catch you young.
Dr. Douglas Betcher, WHO's Director of Prevention of Non-Communicable Diseases, says there must be a total ban on all forms of tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship. He points out that the countries that have done so have had an average of 7% reduction in tobacco consumption.
Why you can't do a partial ban is this whole notion I've made the analogy before is the tobacco companies is like a mutating virus. So when you ban one type of advertising, maybe the most commonly known forms of advertising, billboards, television, radio, then they move into other areas, sponsoring sports or cultural events or brand stretching, slapping their logos onto t-shirts, boots, etc. And then even more exotic forms of social marketing and stealth marketing.
Stealth marketing of tobacco includes having smoking scenes in movies or television programs. Dr. Peruga gives statistics to make the point.
In the United States of America, smoking appeared in 66% of movies they call PG-13, which is for kids 13 and older. But if you look at the movies that for all public, that figure is also around 27%. So there's a lot of placement there. A recent study in the UK indicates that also TV is used for that purpose. And the results of last year's study indicates that the number of exposures per week to which British TV viewers aged under 18 are subject to is 59 million.
Banning tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship saves lives, according to Dr. Douglas Betcher.
Tobacco currently kills over 6 million people per year, and we know that advertising, promotion, and sponsorship is one of the main mechanisms by which the tobacco industry ruthlessly attempts to addict young people, to initiate tobacco use, and also how they encourage existing tobacco users to continue.
The World Health Organization supports countries to meet their obligations under the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. Under the convention, a country is required to introduce a comprehensive ban on all forms of tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship within 5 years of the entry into force of the convention for that country. Derek Mbata, United Nations.